Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A chance for some snow flurries early on today, then mostly cloudy with a high nearing 33. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 19. Partly sunny with a high of 35 Thursday, and mostly cloudy with a low around 23 over Thursday night. Sunshine on Friday with a high of 38, and clear skies into Friday night with a low around 21. Warmer on Saturday, sunny and 41, and 19 over Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 30 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the fall school semester may be over with the spring semester starting here in just another week or so, but that's not stopping some parents across the state of Kansas in preparing for fall semester of next year in 2024 when the new law goes into effect with open enrollment for public schools across the state. KAK News reports that Kansas lawmakers did pass House Bill 2567 last year, allowing open enrollment provisions with students being able to enroll in school districts outside of their area. And some school districts across the state of Kansas say that they have been receiving phone calls from parents already trying to get their students enrolled up for next year, as many schools say that they're not quite prepared for the transition and the complete open enrollment process as of yet. According to those who oppose the open enrollment, they say the change helps complicate the already challenging process of forecasting the student numbers in certain districts, making sure that there are enough teachers and classrooms to be able to serve the number of students. Mid-America Network News.
4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to say goodbye to 2023 and hello to a brand new 2024 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Same fair pricing with new incentives to ensure you get a great deal. And the same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. Come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranties and limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
With a new year right upon us, that also means New Year's resolutions for many Americans and even here across the Mid-America region, with a lot of that focusing on trying to get out of debt in the next year and setting a proper family budget. As according to the latest nationwide survey from Bankrate.com, they show that near 35% of Americans carry credit card debt at any given time. As Kim Palmer, the personal finance expert with NerdWallet, talked about the importance of trying to set a budget and getting your finances organized with beginning to pay down some of your debts.
And then you can make a plan for yourself, and it can actually be really helpful to use an online calculator like the ones we have at NerdWallet. You just want to make sure you know how much to pay off each month and then how long it will take you.
That audio from KWCH News, where she goes on to say that once there is a plan and an overall picture of what your finances may look on a month-to-month and yearly basis, getting to that end goal of being debt-free becomes easier. They also suggest using any unexpected funds like bonuses or rebates to pay extra payments on some of those debts. Mid-America Network News.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, on Tuesday this week, an appellate court has reversed a 2022 federal conviction and decision against former Congressman Jeff Fortenberry of the state of Nebraska, saying that he should not have been tried in the city of Los Angeles. According to the North Platte Telegram, they say that he was convicted back in March of last year on charges about lying to federal authorities regarding illegally obtaining $30,000 in contributions to his campaign from a foreign billionaire at a 2016 Los Angeles fundraiser. After the conviction, he ended up resigning from his seat days later, following pressure from congressional leaders and the Republican governor of the state at the time. In the ruling from the U.S. Court of Appeals from the Ninth Circuit Court, they wrote that the trial venue of Los Angeles was improper due to Fortenberry making the false statements during interviews with with federal agents at his home in Lincoln, Nebraska, as opposed to L.A., along with his lawyer's office that was located in Washington, D.C. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Partnership for Growth Director Jerry Zayas and Community Memorial Healthcare Director Frank Popejoy met with commissioners last week. The hospital sales tax will be expiring in 2024, and CMH will likely be coming back to ask for an extension on the ballot next year. Zayas reported he's working with communities on housing and is working with a Junction City contractor hoping to build 15 houses throughout Marshall County. They're also working on some remodeling initiatives and financing to help vacant houses. He noted Blue Rapids alone has 47 vacant homes. Marshall County Courthouse will be closed Friday to the public for year-end closeout. This includes no motor vehicle or tax payments in person. The courthouse will also be closed Monday, January 1st for New Year's. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet Friday this week, 8 a.m., to review pay vouchers and hold a public hearing for adoption of the 23 budget amendments. They do not plan to meet with department heads unless necessary. Next regularly scheduled meeting is Monday, January 8th. Marysville USD 364 School Board discussed out-of-district student enrollment qualifications at their past meeting and will set an enrollment threshold before April 1st. Area districts are taking action with a new state law going into effect next year, allowing cross-district attendance. The board also discussed capital improvement projects, including Marysville High School auditorium seating, playground surface improvement at the elementary school, press box improvements at the football field, and updating heating and air units at junior-senior high. Use of historic tax credits towards some of the projects, high school as possible. Increased student cell phone use and policies going into next year were considered. Deadline is January 2nd for remaining scholarships in a remote work class offered through the Kansas Remote Online Initiative for remote work professionals and team leader classes next month beginning January 8th. For details, contact Deborah Cole at Kansas State University online at dcole@ksu.edu. Washington County residents interested in serving as EMT for Hanover or Washington are reminded Republic County EMS is hosting a class beginning January 8th in Belleville. Classes Monday and Thursdays will run 6 to 10 p.m. January through May. If you'd like more information or to register, partial grant funding may be available. Contact Paris at 785-406-0444 or Carolyn at 785-822-4591. Non-resident hunters who wish to obtain a 2024 Kansas spring turkey permit may submit an application for the all-new lottery draw from January 9th through February 9th. For details, contact the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks. National Park Service offers a lifetime pass providing free entrance to national parks for veterans and their families. The interagency military lifetime pass waives entrance fees for the National Park Service and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Veterans and their families have free access to over 2,000 public locations spread across 400 million acres of public lands. Ann Howell, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away December 21st. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery at Frankfort. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 7 at the church, with a visitation Wednesday 10 until 5 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Ann Howell. Flora M. Weeders, age 91, of Lanham, passed away December 22nd. Funeral service Thursday, 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church, Lanham. visitation Wednesday from 5 until 7 p.m. with the Gertis Meyer Funeral Home of Fairbury in charge of arrangements for Valora Weeders. He, Joyce Johnson, age 91 of Frankfort, passed away December 25th. Celebration of life service Saturday, 10:30 at Salem Lutheran Church, southwest of Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Haddon Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Joyce Johnson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, baked fish, a muffin, macaroni and cheese, broccoli, and fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, ham, mashed potatoes, sliced carrots, and peaches. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Serving up something special to ring in the new year, the Wagon Wheel in Marysville will have lobster and sirloin dinners, two for $60, including dessert and champagne, December 31st from 5 until 9. No midnight kiss, come and party anyway, as a limited menu, including prime rib, will be served along with kids' menu available. Come, join, and celebrate the wonder of the new year with the Wagon Wheel.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. And mostly cloudy over Thursday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. A bit warmer throughout Friday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s. And mostly clear skies into Friday night with our lows in the lower to mid-20s. Still warmer into Saturday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-30s and upper 40s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. A bit cooler on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-20s and upper 30s. Then mostly clear skies into Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. Still staying sunny as we head into next Monday with our highs in the upper 20s and upper 30s. And partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s. Mostly sunny skies throughout Tuesday with our highs in the mid to upper 30s and clear skies over Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 69. The average low 20 and the record low 6 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:11. Adding another inch or two of snow, light snow off and on throughout the day Tuesday. 29 degrees this hour. Watch out for some slick spots here and about. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 27th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Buying a house? Do things seem scary? Don't panic. You have a champion behind you. Marshall County Abstract and Title Company at 1110 Broadway Street in Marysville is here to fight for your property rights. When you are ready to purchase real estate, you just can't have anyone better on your side than Marshall County Abstract and Title Company. If you need help with any and all aspects of your real estate transactions, stop by our office any weekday from 8:30 to 5 and get the advice you need. Or call 562-3071. Relax. We are here to help.
How low will the Pistons go? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports.
So the Brooklyn Nets get the win, and the Pistons fall short once again. 118 to 112 is our final.
The call on WXYT is the Detroit Pistons set a record for NBA futility with their 27th straight loss to the Nets in Detroit. Hapless Detroit led by 14 at one point early, but Brooklyn rallied and then held off a late Pistons run. Detroit's Cade Cunningham's 41 points led all scorers.
We got to stay together. Right now is the easiest time to stand off and be on your own. We need to continue to lean on each other and continue to push each other and hold each other accountable more than ever.
The Pistons try to avoid a 28th consecutive loss tomorrow night against the East-leading Celtics. Good luck with that. The West-leading T-Wolves ran into the offensive juggernaut that is the Thunder, fourth quarter in Oklahoma City.
Shea to the wing, gets a Holmgren screen, sets up shop left wing, one-on-one on Gobert, who switches, slashes right. Shea pump fake, up and under, Gobert scoops and scores niftily with the left hand.
The call on WWLS, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander scored 34. The Thunder made 18 threes in the 129-106 drubbing of the T-Wolves. The Grizzlies continue trying to right the ship with the return of Ja Morant at the Pelicans.
Desmond Bane comes and gets it. Back to Smart. Smart laps for Morant. He flushes home two for the exclamation point.
The call on WMFS, 31 points for Morant. The Grizz edging New Orleans, 116-115. Clippers beat the Hornets, 113-104. Pacers get by the Rockets, 123-117. Magic beat the Wizards, 127-119. Bulls top the Hawks, 118-113. NFL, Vikings tight end T.J. Hockenson is out for the rest of the season after tearing his ACL and MCL on Sunday. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
K-State fans, Big 12 play is almost here. Don't miss the men's basketball team. Host the Big 12 newcomer, UCF, on Saturday, January 6th in Bramlage. Catch this season's conference opener for just $40 with a general admission ticket. Order now at 1-800-221-CANTS or by visiting kstatesports.com today. Go Cats!
The Marshall County Courthouse will be closed Friday to the public for year-end closeout. This includes no motor vehicle or tax payments in person. The courthouse will also be closed Monday, January 1st for New Year's.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's going to kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I want to check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the National Pork Board is moving through with their Real Pork Scholars Program for students getting involved in the agricultural industry. As 9 students have so far graduated, representing 6 different institutions, are going through the program where students are receiving professional mentorship, the opportunity to build a strong peer-to-peer network, and professional training to help communicate technical information. And Carolyn Lee attends Ohio State University and talks about the program.
I chose to apply because one of the most important aspects of research is that it's translatable to the end user. And after reading about the program, I believe that this would provide me a valuable opportunity to gain experience outside of the laboratory setting and to push me to become a better researcher.
She goes on to talk about how the Real Pork Scholars Program helps elevate what she does in her education and beyond to benefit the pork industry as a whole.
Meeting the industry leaders, meeting the farmers, meeting people who I wouldn't necessarily get the chance to interact with on a day-to-day research lab and really understand the problems the industry faces. And it's really going to push me to bring that, what I've learned, back to the lab and give me some new insights.
In the program, the students have close working relationships with industry mentors, which they say is ideal scenarios for Lee and her African swine fever research that she's focusing on.
My industry mentor is actually one of the biggest leaders in that field, working for the USDA. So that was huge for me to be able to be put in contact with someone like that as, you know, in the early parts of my career, and I think that will only help me grow in the future. So I'm really very thankful for the National Pork Board for putting me in contact with someone like that. My jaw just dropped. So, and it's been really great to interact with him and get to know his insight in the field, and I just can't thank you enough.
According to the National Pork Board, the students collaborate with industry mentors during the first year and elevate their work from training and communications perspectives in the second year. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Cattle producers have many things to worry about as we move into the new year, one of them being their spring calving herds. K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff discusses what producers should do to prepare for calving. He begins by sharing what supplies you need before the first animal is born.
Now is the time to plan ahead, okay? Before that first animal hits the ground, let's reassess what we have. Do you need to check any chains or grease anything? But then it's supplies, right? We have some usables that we may use. Have a good look at your calving chains, okay? If they've rusted or have any sharp points, go buy a new set and have those prepared. And maybe purchase some of those products prior to the calving season to make sure you have everything on hand. You're not racing around in the middle of the night trying to find stuff in the barn. Making sure you have all that readily available and you know it's clean, it's prepared, you have everything ready to go.
Tarpoff explains the calving process in stages and describes how producers can identify which one the animal is in.
The birthing process is a series of events, and that first stage is the initiation. There's a lot that happens on the inside of the animal, but there's not as much of what they're showing us. Outside of that, what initiates that calving, we see some behavioral changes that may say, hey, maybe I ought to go check her out and see what's going on. We could be in the initial stages of calving. Now, inside the animal, we have a series of events that gets initiated from hormone release from the baby calf. Its hormones initiate a series of contraction, dilation, and relaxation. Now, stage one of calving takes several hours, but once the first fetal membranes come through and they break, that's the initiation of stage two. That's our active calving stage. So when you see strings hanging out with a little bit of fluid that is broken, that's active calving. And that's where the cow herself, she'll lay down. You see her actively pushing. And you'll also start seeing things come through the birth canal. Finally, it ends with hopefully a live newborn baby calf on the ground and life is good, but always remember that she does have to pass the placenta.
He says what his rule of thumb is for deciding when to interfere with the birthing process.
When the water bag breaks, I say the rule of an hour. If she is not making adequate progress within an hour, there's a reason for it. Why a rule of an hour? Think about our young heifers. It can take them up to 2 hours to normally go through a calving process, but I break it down to the rule of an hour because I don't want her to get exhausted. If you're out checking your cows, you see her, you know, that water bag, we know she's in active calving, give her up to an hour. But if it takes longer than an hour, there's a reason for it, and that's when we want to intervene.
That was Kansas State University beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff on what producers should keep in mind as they prepare for the calving season. Being prepared will save stress for the producer and animal. Find more information about this topic in the K-State Calving School at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated will have a sale Thursday this week. They have over 300 early consignments and are accepting consignments for the sale tomorrow. That is Thursday, December 28th, sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Are your hydrangea shrubs at risk for winter kill? Some advice on helping them survive the months ahead on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 27th, the 361st day of the year. Scientist Louis Pasteur was born in 1822, and New York's Radio City Music Hall opened on this day in 1932. Winter-killed hydrangeas are not a pretty sight come springtime. Will yours need help surviving a cold winter? It depends on which variety you have. The variety known as smooth hydrangea or Annabelle will survive temperatures as low as 30 below zero. Other species, including the popular bigleaf hydrangea, have already formed the buds that will bloom in spring, so it's wise to give them protection from the cold and wind. Water them well if the ground has not yet frozen, mulch heavily around the root area, and wrap with burlap to protect them from drying winds. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY, 29 degrees this hour. We'll make for some slick spots here and about. Cool temperatures yet in the low to mid-30s on tap for today. Then a gradual warm-up through week's end on.
Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College bowl season is still underway as we get ready to wrap up 2023 with the Big 12 teams playing all throughout this week. The next one coming up tonight as the number 22 Oklahoma State Cowboys participate in the Texas Bowl, taking on Texas A&M. That kickoff at 8 p.m. tonight. Oklahoma State wrapped up the regular season, finishing 7-2 in conference play, overall 9-4, and sitting number 2 in the Big 12 Conference, with a strong season at 6-1 at home and 3-2 on the road. The Oklahoma Sooners also have an evening game coming up tomorrow on Thursday as they participate in the Alamo Bowl, as the number 12 Sooners take on the number 14 Arizona Wildcats in the Alamo Bowl. The Kansas State Wildcats are in the Pop-Tarts Bowl as they take on number 19 North Carolina State. That game also on Thursday with a kickoff at 4:45. The Wildcats finished at 6-3 in conference play and 8-4 in regular season. The Jayhawks play tonight against UNLV in the Guaranteed Rate Bowl.
The Wildcats are heading to the Sunshine State.
And it's intercepted in the end zone by the Wildcats.
It's the Kansas State Wildcats and the NC State Wolfpack. It's the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Live from Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. Our coverage of the Pop-Tarts Bowl begins at 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, December 28th. On your home for Kansas State Wildcat football.
Your home for legendary country music and K-State Wildcat football. Classic Country 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY.
KNDY.
it wouldn't change a thing. You said it all when you said goodbye. You took off your wedding ring. I've been trying to get over you. I've been spending time alone. I've been trying to get over you. It'll take dying to get it done. All my friends keep trying to fix me up. Say I need somebody.